Hello and welcome to The Wanderer. In this episode, we're going to look deeper into the intricacies of the Anglo-Saxon way of tanning hides, expanding upon the technique's cultural significance, historical context, and socio-economic impact. The Anglo-Saxon era, spanning from the 5th to the 11th centuries, holds a pivotal place in the annals of European history. Marked by the migration of Germanic tribes to Britain, this period witnessed the establishment of rich cultural traditions that shaped the course of medieval society. Among these traditions was the art of tanning hide, an essential skill that played a fundamental role in the economic, social, and cultural fabric of Anglo-Saxon life. This episode aims to explore the multifaceted nature of hide tanning during the Anglo-Saxon era, examining the various methods employed, their cultural significance, technological innovations, and broader implications for society. Historical context of Anglo-Saxon tanning. To truly understand the significance of hide tanning in Anglo-Saxon society, one must first contextualize it within the broader historical landscape of the time. The Anglo-Saxon migration to Britain in the wake of the Roman withdrawal in the 5th century brought with it a diverse array of cultural practices, including the art of hide tanning. Prior to their arrival, Britain had a rich tradition in leatherworking, inherited from the Roman occupation. However, the Anglo-Saxons infused this tradition with their own unique techniques, drawing upon indigenous knowledge and adapting to the resources available in their new homeland. As they settled and established their communities, the need for leather goods became increasingly pronounced, driving innovation and specialization in the craft of hide tanning. Techniques of Anglo-Saxon hide tanning. The Anglo-Saxons employed a variety of techniques to tan hides, each tailored to suit the specific needs of their society. Among the most prevalent methods was vegetable tanning, which utilized tannins derived from tree bark, particularly oak. This labor-intensive process involved soaking the hides in a solution of crushed or boiled bark, allowing the tanning to penetrate the fibers and bind with the collagen, proteins in the skin. The result was a durable leather that boasted remarkable strength and resilience, ideal for crafting a wide range of goods, from footwear to containers to armor. Another prominent technique in the Anglo-Saxon tanner's arsenal was brain tanning, a method that utilized the brains of the animal being tanned as a natural emollient. The brains, rich in fats and oils, were carefully massaged into the flesh side of the hide, where they worked to lubricate the fibers and impart a subtle texture to the leather. This process not only softened the leather, but also helped to preserve it by replenishing some of the natural oils lost during the tanning process. Brain tanning showcased the Anglo-Saxons' ingenuity and resourcefulness as they sought to utilize every part of the animal in their pursuit of sustainability and efficiency. Additionally, the Anglo-Saxons practiced bark and urine tanning, a method that combined the use of tanning-rich bark and urine to tan hides. In this process, the hides were first submerged in a solution of water and urine, which served to break down proteins and fats within the skin. Subsequently, the hides were transferred to pits filled with tanning-rich bark, where they underwent further tanning. This dual-action approach resulted in the production of robust leather that exhibited both flexibility and resilience, making it well-suited for a myriad of applications. Cultural significance of hide tanning. Beyond its practical utility, hide tanning held profound cultural significance for the Anglo-Saxons, permeating every aspect of their society. Leather occupied a central role in Anglo-Saxon life, serving as a versatile material for clothing, footwear, accessories, and domestic items. The craftsmanship involved in tanning was highly esteemed, and skilled tanners were respected members of their communities. Leather goods were not merely functional, but also served as expressions of status, craftsmanship, and cultural identity. Intricate designs adorned belts, pouches, and other leather articles, showcasing the Anglo-Saxons' artistic sensibilities and attention to detail. Moreover, the production and trade of leather goods formed an integral part of the Anglo-Saxon economy, with tanners playing a vital role in the local marketplaces and trade networks. Technological innovation in hide tanning. The Anglo-Saxon era was a time of remarkable technological innovation, and hide tanning was no exception. As demand for leather goods grew, tanners experimented with new techniques and materials to improve the quality and efficiency of the tanning process. Innovations such as the use of alum or other mineral salts as tanning agents, the introduction of mechanical tools for scraping and stretching hides, and the development of specialized tanning pits and vats all contributed to the advancements in the craft. These technological innovations not only enhanced the quality of Anglo-Saxon leather, but also increased productivity and profitability for tanners and leather workers. Socio-economic impact of hide tanning. The tanning industry played a significant role in the socio-economic landscape of Anglo-Saxon society, shaping patterns of trade production and consumption. Tanners occupied a crucial position within their communities, providing essential goods and services while contributing to local economies. The production of leather goods fueled a thriving market economy, with tanners and leather workers forming part of a complex network of artisans, merchants and consumers. The trade in leather goods extended beyond local markets, with Anglo-Saxon leather products finding their way to distant lands through established trade routes and networks. Moreover, the tanning industry provided employment opportunities for a diverse range of individuals, from skilled artisans to labourers, contributing to social cohesion and economic stability within Anglo-Saxon communities. Legacy of Anglo-Saxon hide tanning. The legacy of Anglo-Saxon hide tanning endures to this day, influencing modern practices and traditions in the leatherworking industry. While the techniques and tools may have evolved over the centuries, the fundamental principles of hide tanning remain largely unchanged. Moreover, the cultural significance of leather as a material continues to resonate in contemporary society, with leather goods retaining their status as symbols of quality, craftsmanship and style. By examining the history and legacy of Anglo-Saxon hide tanning, we gain a deeper appreciation of the ingenuity, resourcefulness and resilience of our ancestors, whose craftsmanship continues to inspire and inform our own pursuits in the modern world. In conclusion, the Anglo-Saxon way of tanning hides represents a fascinating intersection of history, culture and technology. Through techniques such as vegetable tanning, brain tanning and bark and urine tanning, the Anglo-Saxons transformed raw animal hides into durable, versatile leather that played a vital role in their daily lives. This mastery of tanning techniques not only provided essential goods for their communities, but also reflected their reverence for nature and their ability to adapt and innovate in the pursuit of practical solutions. By exploring the historical context, techniques and cultural significance, technological innovation, socio-economic impact and legacy of Anglo-Saxon hide tanning, we gain valuable insights into the complexities of medieval society and the enduring legacy of craftsmanship in the modern world. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Wanderer. If you enjoyed this one, please tune in next time. Thank you.